Mark 3, Healing a Withered Hand. And he entered again into the synagogue. And there was a man there who had a withered hand, and they watched him whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, so that they would have an excuse to accuse him. And he said to the man that had the withered hand, "Come here." And he said to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil? To save a life or to kill?" But they remained quiet. And he looked around at them with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart, and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. And the Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel against him with the Herodians, how they might destroy him. Establishing a corps of disciples. And Jesus and his disciples withdrew to the sea. And a great crowd from Galilee and from Judea followed, and from Jerusalem and from Idumea and on the other side of the Jordan, and about Tyre and Sidon, a great crowd, hearing what great things he did, came to him. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, in case they crushed him. For he had healed many, so much so that as many as had illnesses pressed on him that they might touch him. And whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried, saying, "You are the Son of God." And he strictly ordered them not to make him known. And he went up into the mountain and called to himself whomever he would, and they came to him. And he appointed 12 that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to cast out demons. And Simon he surnamed Peter, and James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James he named Boanerges, which means sons of thunder, and Andrew and Philip and Bartholomew and Matthew and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaan, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. And then he went home. And the crowd gathered again, so many people that they could not so much as eat bread. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, "He is out of his mind." False allegations from the scribes. And the scribes that came down from Jerusalem said, "He hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of the demons he casts out the demons." And he called them to him and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a family be divided against itself, that family will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. But no one can enter into the home of a strong man and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his home. Truly I say to you, all the sins of the sons of men shall be forgiven, and their blasphemies with which they shall blaspheme. But whoever shall blaspheme against the Holy Spirit is never forgiven, but is guilty of an eternal sin." He said this because they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." And then came his mother and his brothers, and standing outside, they sent a message to him, calling him. And a crowd was sitting about him, and they said to him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you." And he answered them and said, "Who is my mother and my brothers?" And looking around them that sat round about him, he said, "Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and sister and mother."